Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 25th and the whole week ahead. Now your ruling planet Mercury is going to move into your house of ambition and career. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's your 10th house, which you will see this week is going to be ultra important. Now, for the next couple of weeks, you need to think hard and long about where you want to go in life, what you want to achieve and what you wish to accomplish. Because come tomorrow, it's all systems go. Here's your Sunday stars. There's a solar eclipse. It's massive and it's in your 10th house of ambition, career. And what this will enable you to do is over the next 6 months, achieve your goals and accomplish those things that you are currently thinking about where you want to go. It's all about having a target. It's all about being focused, because with this solar eclipse, you have the prestige you need to gain recognition in so many life areas. And here's your Monday stars. Put Mars, Uranus and Jupiter together and you have the irresistible force, but there could be an immovable object. Make sure the immovable object isn't you, because this is a time where there are many fast and big changes occurring in your life, but they can be irresistible. What you've got now is a chance to focus on your future, and that's what you should be doing. Follow your hopes, wishes and dreams now, because that's where you could be going for huge success and happiness. Here's your Tuesday stars. Bit of a quieter day, but nonetheless, the vibes around you now are energized. There is a lot of dynamic power going on around you, and it all occurs really when it comes to your future and your plans for the future. But this is a little bit more restful, and it means that you can think about the things that you want to do and the places where you want to go. There's something good about your stars now, but for today, reflect upon recent decisions or where you're going in life. And here's your Wednesday stars. The power that comes from the sign of Aries now is particularly good for you. But this is good also for friendships, community, getting involved with people of a like mind. And that's what your stars are saying at this moment. Do you need to join a club or an organization where you can make new friends? I think so, because these stars are about broadening your circle, widening your social contacts. And that's what your stars urge you to do now. And here's your Thursday stars. If you put the Sun and Neptune together, there can be confusion on some part. But at the same time, there can be tremendous image. The ability to visualize and envisage beautiful things. These stars give you great powers to come up with all the kind of ideas that you need artistically to do the right thing for you. And if ever there was a time for a professional makeover, it's now. And here's your Friday stars. If you put Jupiter and Uranus together, you've got a kind of a jack-in-the-box volatility, but it is exciting. The only thing I would say is, through the excitement, you do need just to calm down a little. There are exciting things going to be going on around you, some you will know about, some you won't. But the important thing is just to pull back a little, give yourself a chance to think, and get guarantees and confirmations written down. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.